This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code MORNING at checkout and get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, happy birthday to us.
Way to go, horsemen.
I will eat some snow crow.
Chris Rock does a rewrite.
So that's one way to get scurvy.
The Hulk does good.
V for video games.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
The problem is, 2,000-year-old dead guys do not get up and walk away by themselves.
Asphyxiation by his own genitalia.
You guys want some sandwiches? This is The Morning Stream.
Everybody, welcome back to TMS. This is The Morning Stream. 5 years old today.
Woo!
Five years!
Technically yesterday, but we didn't do a show yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. We don't do Sunday shows. Because Brian...
We will if your Patreon level exceeds $1 million.
That's correct. We'll do
it's
one every day.
Goal.
Yeah. That's what people need is more of us in their heads.
Right.
You know? You already get us five times a week. I don't know how you can even stand us anymore. But here we are 5 years later.
I think we need to just start a podcast about The Lion King.
I think that'd be all right.
Let's just...
Each week we tackle a new...
Pretend I'm dumb about Lion King, I think is what we'd call that.
Okay. Well, we don't have to pretend is the problem. Because, you know, Tom had to pretend with that Star Wars stuff. We don't have to pretend.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to pretend. Not as much.
Who played the bird? Who played the monkey? I don't know. Some guy's name. Where's Pumbaa? That would be the name of the first episode. Where is Pumbaa?
Where's Pumbaa?
Yeah. Right.
You know he's got talent.
You know that guy's got talent. Anyway, hey, that's a great way to bring it around because... 5 years ago yesterday, we started this weird thing, and one of the first things we played was Adam Curry saying things.
Really?
About MC Hammer. Yeah. It was an old. In fact, I went through some old stuff just to see kind of some old things, like things like this was our first year.
Look at me. Duh.
This is all pre.
Oh, yeah. It was all old Charlie Sheen all the time.
Duh. Duh.
Forgot about that. Winning.
Winning.
Yeah. There's other things like, here you go.
We got scooters.
We got scooters. We got scooters.
Remember those ladies?
I do remember those ladies.
Yeah. Fletcher would say things like this a lot.
Big old freaking dirt blanket.
Big old freaking dirt blanket. So, yeah, there's...
Strawberry Pop-Tart blowtorch. Sure. Yeah.
It's great. Oh, here's another one. Oh, that's just goats. That's just goat yelling. Never mind. Those are goats.
Whooping.
We got
There's a lady.
Scooters.
There she is. I also, how about this one? You remember this? Our very first celebrity poop.
Fashions push politics off the front pages in Paris as top designers unveil their spring style.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot about that intro.
This is old,
wow.
Man. Remember this guy?
So whatever I do next, just don't hate me.
He was early.
It was early. It was a good piece of the show early. Sure.
Yeah, same with this guy.
Baby, I could drink a bathtub full of your water.
Remember that guy? Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah. So Scott Fletcher actually sent us a video clip. He actually, that first day that we went live, we were on Twitch.
Yeah.
He recorded it with his little Canon video camera.
Oh, right.
And then sent us video of it. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. You're sitting there in your chair, completely different.
Different house, different city, even.
Different city.
Mm-hmm.
Different perspective on your on your table.
It's about 60 pounds ago, too.
Right. It totally was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird to see that, actually. And remember Spock, the Spock action figure that would sit there and be on the screen the whole time?
Oh, yeah. Right.
What was the deal with that? I don't remember why we did that.
I don't know.
That was something we were doing. This guy.
The Planet Man.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
Remember this lady?
Where did I park my car?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's famous. This guy was before our first year was out.
Snoopy, Snoopy, poop dog.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, look, we got memories, man. Memories.
Yeah.
Later in the show, we're going to test those memories. At least we're going to test you and Daryl in those memories.
Okay.
I'll know the answers, but you won't. Because today's Stump a Trek Nerd has got nothing to do with Star Trek and everything to do with the past 5 years.
Love it.
Of this show.
All right.
Anyway, congratulations also is due to the only team I can roughly call my home team because they're geographically the closest NFL team to me. That would be the Denver Broncos pulling it out in what was maybe the best, one of the best football games I've ever been a witness of in my life. That was incredible, dude.
Right down to the last second, too. I mean, you know, the defense, the Broncos defense really pulled the weight of the team. I mean, hey, Peyton's great. We love Peyton Manning. We love Brock Osweiler, too. But holy crap, just that defense and those interceptions and fumble recoveries. And
yeah, they won the game.
They won the game.
I mean, they would have been
turnovers win the game.
Yeah, it would have been a very different game had they not stepped up. And they were right. Amazing. And I know I'm going to get some heat for this. Anytime I see the Patriots take a dump, is a good day for me. I don't like them.
Right. I have high hopes for the Broncos for the Super Bowl, but come on. I mean, the Super Bowl game against Seattle wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And watching the recap of the Carolina Panthers game yesterday, Broncos definitely have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy game for anyone, actually. No. Maybe that's good, though. That means good Super Bowl for us.
Yeah, should be good.
And your whole town can just shut down when they win. Everyone can just riot or whatever. Jeez. Does that happen in Denver when people win?
Sort of, yeah.
Like in the Elway days when Elway was winning, did everybody just like shut the town down and loot everything?
It just went crazy. It was when the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup that people took to the streets and flipped over police cars and stuff.
Hooligans.
Exactly. What kind of celebration is that?
Being destructive. Those are hockey hooligans. Those are hook hooligans is what those are. Well, let's see how they do. I mean, you know, we've got what? How many weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So,
we got the Pro Bowl next weekend.
Yeah.
Which is the football game that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean jack. Nobody tries too hard because if they get injured, they're screwed for the next season.
Excuse to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. But yeah, good stuff. American football. Catch it. I put a bad joke on Twitter. I'm going to reiterate it here. It's very dad jokey. I said last night. I said the Denver should celebrate by inflating a ball right before the last play or deflating a ball right before the last play, and then they could call it the Patriot Act. My dad rolled in his grave when he heard me tell that dad joke. It was pretty bad. All right, speaking of tundra-filled football life.
Sure.
I need to eat some crow here. I've always said on the show one of the great things man can do is admit when he's wrong. All right. Uh-huh. I'm here to admit that I was wrong about something. I had made
is not the greatest movie ever made.
Nope, that one I still hold to. well, maybe not ever made, but you know.
Right.
In the last 10 years probably. But anyway, here's what I would say about the fine folks mostly in the eastern states who experienced a blizzard this weekend, this previous weekend. One of the likes they have not seen in a while, especially folks in the DC area. And I had made the crack that, are you going to get an inch of snow? Oh, you poor babies. I go out in 2 feet and do, you know, like I kept throwing around this idea that this is another one of those cases of just a little bit of snowfall and they're all going to lose their minds. Totally wrong. Y'all got serious freaking snow. That was a major accumulation. I'm seeing all these like time-lapse photos or time-lapse videos of people's snow when they had a bare porch and then camera kept rolling all night and watched that thing build up until everything that, you know, their barbecue is buried. Like the car is parked. Like I take it all back. That was serious snow. That would have also, that level of snow would have shut us down too. So I get it. I understand it. And my heart goes out to everybody who got stuck on planes or held up in airports. You poor bastards. Anyway, I just wanted to eat a little crow snow for you there.
Yeah.
Speaking of crow snow, did you hear that leak that happened about Game of Thrones? I don't want to say it here, but did you hear about it?
No. Okay. Maybe I'm glad I didn't.
There was some confirmation of something we already kind of believed. That's all I'll say.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. It was what's-her-name screwed up and said it in an interview. Arya Stark, the little weasel one.
Really?
Yeah.
Maisie?
Yeah, Maisie with their Maisie Williams with their needler or needle. What's it called?
Right. Needle.
Needle. Yeah. Not needler. Yeah.
Not Needler.
Needler's a gun that shoots a little homing shards in Halo is what that is.
Right.
Anyway, so that all went down.
I'm glad I didn't see it. I'm not going to look for that. I'm going to actively not look for that now.
Avoid it. Avoid spoilers, Brian. As you know, it hasn't been 2 weeks. Did you watch the X-Files thing yesterday?
No, we recorded it, but...
I haven't seen it yet either.
No, but I did hear good things about it. We're looking forward. We're going to watch it tonight.
I heard the opening episode is crap. That's what I heard.
What?
That's what I heard.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm with you. I don't know what to think of that. I heard that and went, oh, no. But I don't care. I'm going to watch it anyway. Because it's Scully and Mulder doing what they do best. Which is hitting this button right here. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Hi, Scott and Brian and Frog Panthers. Battle Pixels has now been greenlit and is available to buy on Steam. Take control of your team of tanks and destroy the enemy defense turrets in this fast-paced, point-and-click, 16-bit styled shooter. Battle Pixels has a promotional sale on it at the moment, but it's ending very soon. So please, check it out on Steam. It's less than $2 or on the Google Play Store. Thank you for all the support. Love the show, though. Many thanks. Epi Art.
Nice.
I bought my copy this morning. $1.99 right there on the Steam store.
I got it as well. And I'm going to play. I think I'll play it some on the stream tonight. That'd be fun.
Oh, cool. For 4 o'clock, Scott.
Yeah, that's the one. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. It is not. We're not stumping you with Trek questions at all today. So what I'm going to do is we're turning off this Trek music. Okay. And we're going to play this instead. So here you go. It's now turned into a whole different ball game. It's where I get to stump you and Brian in the category of the last 5 years of TMS. You can commiserate together to come up with these answers. You may not rely on the chat room.
Okay.
Are you ready for your questions?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Okay, yes.
Okay, great. Now, if you get stuff wrong, I'm going to do current geek style. If you get it wrong, if you get it right, then we're all happy, all right? So here goes. Question number one. 5 years of TMS. Here goes. What was the first news story ever covered on the show?
I think it was. Wasn't it?
I can't believe
it was something Charlie Sheen related, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Charlie Sheen goes crazy. Yeah, because I remember. It's funny because I did just watch the Scott Fletcher's video about it, and he might have recorded celebrity poop though. So it might have been the first celebrity poop.
That's true, because I used to segment it out. I used to say, here are three or four articles in the regular news, and then here are three or four celebrity stories. And then I decided about 3 years ago to just combine them all.
God, really? Has it been 3 years that we've been
something like
combined?
That. Something like that, yeah.
That
time,
is
time flies
insane.
When you do this every effing day, you know? When you do this every day, time just goes...
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what do you think? You say it's a Charlie Sheen story?
I say it's a Charlie Sheen story.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
All right, let's find out. Is that correct? That is incorrect. It was a Sarah Palin breathing sounds clipped out of a press conference story.
Oh, just like today.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Pretty good.
Did she even take a breath during that thing in Iowa where she was...
I don't think so.
...holding up Trump? It sounded like it was just one long stream of consciousness.
Have you seen... Rhymes. Have you heard the Randy Savage only breathing... I was saying only breaths. Have you heard the Randy Savage Macho Man one?
No.
Okay, I'm going to do this. Play this for you. It's really good.
Oh,
it's really good. I'm going to put that in the chat room and they can enjoy it for what it's worth as well. All right. You like that, did you, Daryl? Like,
snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that sort of thing. All right. Let's get to the next question. Chat room. Here you go. Right there in the IRC. Next question. Here you go. Where is it? Okay. What was the answer to the very first question on Stump a Trek Nerd?
Oh, God. Who knows?
Lord. Who wrote the... Did you write these?
Nope. Ice Worm did.
It's 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, guess something like William Shatner or Alpha Quadrant or something like that. It's going to be like...
Just any Star Trek term you can think of.
What would the first thing be?
Bumpy forehead.
Red shirt.
It could be anything.
Marple.
That was later.
When in doubt, always go marple.
I'm going to say... Wait, what am I going to say? I don't have any clue. Not bananas. Not screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just take a wild stab. Whatever you think. I'll give you a hint. It was it was the name of a ship.
Constellation.
Okay, you say Constellation, Brian.
Sure, I'll go with that.
All right, it was incorrect. It was the Yorktown. The USS Yorktown was the answer.
Well, we were close.
What is the name of Tom's tech segment originally? Before I started calling it Tom's Tech Time, it was called something much longer than that. Here are the two hints I'll give you. There are
it was
a lot
alliterative.
There was a lot of T's in it.
Yeah, right.
And that's the only hint I'll give you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was alliterative. It was Tom's Tasty Tech Time. What was it? Tantalizing. It was a bunch of T's in it.
You're warm. Like a hot turd fresh out of the dog's backside. You're warm.
Tom's Tasty Tech Time Theater. Tom's Tasty Tech Time
Theater. You're so
like
close.
I know. There was another word. It was Tom's Tasty Tech Time Tabernacle.
Or was it a tavern?
Tavern, maybe.
No, it wasn't a tavern.
Tuberculosis.
Tom's Jeez, tasty what was it called?
Tasty Tech Time with Tom.
All right. Is that your answers?
Yeah.
All right. close, though. You're so close. It's Tom's Tomtacular Tasty Tech Time Torrent.
Torrent.
Yeah, so you forgot the Tomtacular and the Torrent part. That's fine. What I love about this is that we made him go back and listen to old episodes to get these questions.
Right.
What kind of porn has Wendy mentioned on the show?
It's cat and chicken porn.
Yeah.
Correct. You got one right so far. Very well done. Cat and chicken porn is correct. I wish I had that handy. Do I? Maybe I do. Let's find out. Scott, is that here? Cat and chicken porn. Here it is.
Cat and chicken porn.
There you go. All right. And also good luck to Wendy this week. She's on her way to Mexico tomorrow. Maybe today. Maybe it's tomorrow. Anyway, whatever. That's the porn. What HelloFresh dish did Scott mess up saying and cause one of the best moments in TMS history?
Oh, I know this one, Daryl. Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a creamy peen.
Oh, yeah.
Is it correct? It is correct. Well done. Creamy peen is correct.
I didn't know where that came that from. One.
I don't think I do. Someone find that and give it to me. Hold on. I have something with peen in it.
I can't achieve penetration for...
Whoa, that's not it. That's not it at all.
What podcast are you using that sound clip for,
Scott?
I don't know.
It's for this show. I don't know what that's from. Hold on. Let's play the whole thing. All right. It just says peen. Oh, I have to stretch it out. Penetration, it says. Hold on.
I can't achieve penetration further back than 1910.
Whoa. Oh, it's a time travel deal. Now that makes sense.
Hello, and welcome to Universal Studios Star Trek Adventure.
Oh, God, I got clean spittle out of my eye.
He's like the beaver in those Disney movies. He's the best. All right, next question. What was the first word of the day, thing of the day? Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
On the first episode of TMS, a word I hate and would not like to use anymore. Strike it from the English language.
Or,
this is a good one, too. I hate it.
I hate
it so much. I'll give you a hint. You might be called this if you work at a Best Buy.
Dude.
Dude. That's not a geek word, dude.
Call this if you work at a Best Buy. Absent.
An idiot.
Impossible to locate.
Malinformed. Completely worthless.
Texpert.
Texpert, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's not that.
Something like that, though.
Yeah.
I would hate that, too, for the record, but that's not it. You give up yet?
Yeah, I can't come up with it.
All right, you're both wrong. It is associates.
Here's one of my associates.
Jake Calhoun in the chat room had that one.
No, way to go, Jake Calhoun. All right, second to last question. What was the first kind of food tasted on the foodie segment?
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. I remember these. Oh, I gave a hint. These.
Yeah, these. So it was a multiple thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of gummy gooey thing?
I'm not going to answer that.
Or was
that.
It Kit Kats?
Well, those were good, too.
Those were good. Okay, so it wasn't Kit Kats then.
I gotta shut up. I'm the worst game show host ever
you
made.
You really are.
Oh, that'd be a good answer if it was right.
Yeah, that was real. That'd be a good one. All right, so you've had two good hints of what it isn't.
Right, didn't sound like it was the gummy things either then.
And if you think back to what our first multiple thing would be.
Jeez.
Multiple thing. Not M&M's.
Oh, like where we had several different flavors to go through, right.
Different flavors you can get.
Right. There's different flavors that you can get.
Uh-huh.
Was it the potato chips?
It was. Let's check with the judges. Was it potato chips? Daryl, do you agree? Daryl?
My audio just went weird.
That is weird. Do you agree that it's potato chips?
That was weird.
It
my
is
audio
weird.
Went nutty for a minute.
Oh.
Potato chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
The word potato chips sounds weird. All right, let's find out. Oh, you're right. It was those various flavored things.
The Zag ones, right? The Kim sent.
Yeah, I think Kim sent them.
From Louisiana.
Yeah, she got them. She did that for us to kick that off.
Kicked off very well.
I think that was her. Okay, final question. Here you go. It's a Star Trek related one, so this should be an appropriate thing. What Star Trek character was the first to receive a theme week for Stump a Trek Nerd? So we had a theme week, first time ever, one character focus.
It had to have.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It's either TOS, Next Generation, DS9, Voyager, Enterprise.
Or wait, the animated down series. There, Scott.
You betcha. Happy to
I
do
think it.
It
was either
it's probably Wesley, right?
Yeah, that I was thinking either Wesley or Geordi.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, the judges tell me I can only say one, so you're gonna have to choose between.
Let's say Wes. I would vote Wesley, but I will defer to the Trek nerd.
Oh no, that'll get us wrong. I've learned that you're usually right when the other guy doesn't know anything.
Oh, I don't know about that, but okay.
Usually, but not always. Wesley.
Wesley.
Wesley then.
Get off the bridge. All right, here we go. Let's find out. Is it Wesley? Nope. It's Commander Riker.
Oh,
a Riker episode.
Riker week. We had Wesley week, so you're not wrong that we didn't have one, but order is wrong. And that concludes the test. You've only got, you got three right. Out of
that was tough.
Yeah,
none
was tough.
Of them were me.
No. Well, it's good to look back once in a while as we look forward to the next 5 years of Stump a Trek Nerd. Daryl, I didn't want to not have you do anything if you had any of that prepared. Do you have anything like that today in Star Trek history?
Oh, yeah, stuff's always prepared. What do I have? I have set. Today was the, in 1967, was the seventh and last day of filming of the TOS episode Devil in the Dark, and production went one day over schedule.
Why did it do that? What was the problem there?
Oh, they were just taking their time trying to do things right.
We can't find Uhura's ear thing. We're going to delay it a day. Well, excellent. Let's see what Randy Savage has to say.
It was enough to get me to the boiling point.
Hey. He actually did it without breathing there.
Wow.
Oh, now he's back to breathing.
What are you wearing, brother?
So good. So good. All right. Well, Daryl's the Trek Nerd. You can find him on Twitter at that moniker. You can also find him at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And Daryl, why don't you now let's have another little game where Brian is also a contestant and I am too.
Okay. Star Trek.
Wait, hang on. I got to hear the end of this. So I was really into this music. It's really good. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Give it to me again.
Star Trek Planet or Cartoon Planet?
Star Trek Planet. Oh, this could be a trick because there's an animated series to consider.
Right. Would there be the possibility of both?
If it's both, then that means no matter what you guess, it's right.
Oh, yeah, good point. All right, good.
Okay. Well, I guess we need a theme. Here you go. How about this one?
Planet Man.
I know all his tunes.
All right.
She was a debutante.
That woman. That movie. It kind of stuck with me. It haunts you, man.
It does.
It's an odd thing to see. Film Sack. Get it today. FilmSack.com. Angel Heart is the movie. And there was indeed a gun and a vagina.
There was.
Just not in the way I remembered. Okay. Unless I'd seen a version I wasn't supposed to. What are we saying? Oh yeah. What was the question? I already forgot.
Star Trek Planet or Cartoon Planet?
Oh yeah, or Cartoon Planet. All right.
Arnold's Planet.
Arnold's Planet.
Arnold's Planet.
I think that was from Futurama, wasn't it? Like their, like a Happy Days.
What? Oh, oh.
Or was there Happy Days in Space thing?
That's ringing a bell. Like to me, they do that
like
a lot.
It was Arnold's instead of Arnold's drive-thru, is Arnold's planet.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
I think in any case, we say cartoon.
Yeah, Arnold's planet doesn't sound right in Star Trek, even in TOS days.
Unless it was like one of these things where, you know, like Charlie X, where it was this kid who had all this power and he just named a planet after himself. But well, I don't remember.
It could be the Futurama where they get the old cast together and they bring Welshi to that planet and that entity playing with him. And his name may have been Arnold.
Yeah, totally.
I still say cartoon, though.
Yeah, cartoon.
All right, we say cartoon.
This was a Arnold's planet. Here, take two. Arnold's planet was a planet seen on a star chart in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Really?
Who named it that?
Probably Arnold.
That's terrible.
So they're looking at a star chart, and this is Arnold's planet.
That's terrible. That is really bad. I can't believe that exists. Does that really exist? That's a thing.
Yeah, that exists.
Have we ever been there, though, in the story? We've never been to Arnold's planet, right?
No.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Bye, Daryl. All right, what are we doing? How about this? I know. How about this?
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
The first news of the five next years begins now with this sponsor. Who is
Is it too early to get a Magikarp sandwich? PokeCast is a weekly Pokemon news podcast brought to you weekly by two veteran Pokemon masters. With the 20th anniversary coming, there has never been a better time. Find PokeCast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio today.
20 years? That's
it's
crazy.
Only 20 years? I would have thought Pokemon's been around longer.
Well, that sounds about right. Let's think. That's 1996, was it? Yeah, that'd have been about right.
Yeah.
I remember the neighbor kids around 97, 98 that we had around us were so into Pokemon cards.
People were starting to catch them all?
Oh, they were catching them all. And they had all the games, the Vigi games. Mm. And I want to say by then, was it 90, probably 98 or maybe 99, you could get, you could play Super Smash Brothers, the first one on the N64, and it had Pikachu in there. Yeah, that was all, they were all up in that. Mm. That was a good time if you were into that stuff, I guess. check this out. The Oscars producers say that Chris Rock will not be quitting the Oscars as once rumored. There was some talk he was going to leave.
Right, to boycott, join the boycott against it.
Yeah, but now he says he's staying, but is rewriting his monologue. You know, I got to make a complaint. Here's the thing. I understand the current state of race relations is what it is. And, you know, there's going to be ups and downs and there's going to be fights like this. And I totally get it.
Sure.
But won't anyone please think of the desert-based epic that will be dwarfed and shadowed by this controversy? Can't we just remember what's important here, which is getting shiny and chrome at the gates of Valhalla? Can we remember that?
Here's, you know, your movie that you like will get mentioned at the Oscars. I don't, maybe other than a director's.
I think they're going to do one of those funny intros where they put everybody in the movies and it's going to be Chris Rock strapped to a blood bag.
That's a Billy Crystal thing.
You don't think anyone else does that?
I don't think I remember anybody else doing that.
Well, what did Seth MacFarlane do? He was kind of like a musical thing, right?
Yeah, he did the We've Seen Your Boobs.
Yeah, but that was like mid-show.
Song that was right, that's right. What was his
opener? And I want to say others did other openers. Like, I'm trying to think who, though. Like, who was last year? Who was that?
Last year was really memorable.
The Ghost of Ernest Borgnine.
Who did host last year?
I have no idea. I don't remember at all. That wasn't McFarlane, was it?
Because Anne Hathaway and James Franco were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 3 years ago. 2 years ago was Seth MacFarlane. Last year was...
It was, what's her name? TV show host, Dory.
Ellen?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Or was it Neil Patrick Harris?
Oh, maybe it was Neil Patrick Harris.
It was Neil Patrick Harris because he had the box over on the right side with something in there.
Yeah, and he did a big intro thing.
He did do a big intro. I mean, they do a big intro thing, but I thought that the host that appeared in little bits and pieces of the movies was only Billy Crystal's deal.
I'll tell you what. they're going to stick Chris Rock on a blood bag stick on a front of a car flying across the thing, and he's going to go, "Y'all smoking crack!" or something like that. And then he'll bust into the stage on that car and get off, and then he'll get on with the show. Yeah. I predicted the entire effing thing.
Why am I stuck to the front of the car?
What's going on? Anyway, he's rewriting his monologue, likely to include a bunch of things pointed at the Academy. I don't know. But he says he's going to rewrite the whole thing. He scrapped the old one and is rewriting it after this controversy. Many stars have spoken out about the lack of diversity of the Oscar nominations for the second year in a row, slamming the Academy for being too homogenous. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith say they will not attend this year, as did director Spike Lee. He'll gladly go to the all-white Lakers team. I guess the Lakers aren't all-white. What am I saying? That's terrible. Or it's not. He's not Lakers. That's Jack Nicholson. Who's he? Oh, he's a Knicks guy. He likes the Knicks.
Knicks, right. Yeah.
Oscar producer.
That was the Lakers. I thought he did go to the Lakers.
Does he go to Lakers games? I thought that was.
He lives in L.A.
I thought he was a New York guy. Did I have that wrong?
Spike Lee goes to the Knicks games, doesn't he?
Well, that's what I was saying. Spike Lee.
I thought you were saying Jack Nicholson. I'm sorry.
No. Jack Nicholson is totally L.A. guy.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
yeah, but then, Brian, who played Pumbaa? Who played Pumbaa? That's the question. What happened to Pumbaa? He's the bird, right? No, he's the fish.
Hey, we went and saw the Revenant this last weekend.
What'd you think of that?
Very, very good.
I can't wait to see it.
It's really good.
I think we're going Tuesday for $5 Tuesdays.
We're going to go see Bridge of Spies Tuesday because it's been out for so long that your choices are one day a week that it's available after 5 p.m. or go at 11:50 in the morning on a Wednesday.
Good Lord. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I want to see The Revenant pretty bad. I hear real good things. And so is Tom Hardy as good as everyone says in there?
He is fantastic. And I don't know. I don't know where people got the idea that he wasn't in it very much. Mm. He is all over that movie.
So he's all up in it.
Yeah, he's all up in it.
Okay. Is he kind of a bad man in it?
He's a very bad man.
He's a very bad man, Jerry. Very bad man.
You know right from the first moment you see him that he's going to be a bad man. There's no spoilers that he's a bad man.
He plays a very good bad man.
He really does.
I have a crush on him.
His accent that he throws out in that movie, I mean, it's so good.
Oh, good. Well, I can't wait. Good. You think, having seen what you've seen, do you think he stands a chance of getting the Best Supporting Actor award?
Oh, well, let me see who else is.
I can't remember who else is on
the list right in front of me.
Hey, I can tell you they're all white guys. I can tell you that.
All right. So Christian Bale in The Big Short, Tom Hardy in The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight, mm-hmm. Mark Rylance in Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone in Creed. Now, the only two I've seen are Christian Bale in The Big Short and Tom Hardy in The Revenant. Between those two, mm-hmm. I would say, Christian Bale was so good, though, because he plays this reclusive genius.
So you're saying Batman beats Bane? Is that what you're telling
me? Batman beats Bane.
Okay.
And Hulk kind of stands off to the side and just watches.
All right. Well, what about Rocky? He doesn't.
What about Judge Dredd?
Judge Dredd. What does he do? I'd love that. Everyone but
you, my imaginary friend that I've had for.
I love that there are four of the five, or however many there are, like all but one guy are all superhero characters in movies at one time or another. I think that's awesome.
And it's just a matter of time before Mark Rylance gets something. He's going to play the Boomerang.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Sure.
That's next up for Mark Rylance. what else here? Oh, anyway, the Chris is that thorough. Hudlin, he's a producer, says he's brilliant. I have 1,000% confidence that he will deliver something that people will talk about for weeks. Yeah. Hudlin says Rock, age 50. He does not look 50.
Jeez. No, he doesn't. He looks great.
Jeez, Chris.
Yeah,
Rock.
It's going to basically be his. What was his skit from his old Saturday Night Live days? It was like the late night talk show host, and everything was, you haven't noticed how on a piano it's a bunch of white keys and just a few black keys, and you never play the black keys and stuff like that. It's like it was something X, but not Malcolm X. It was like,
oh, I don't know,
Luther X or something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to be his monologue. He's just going to come out and do that.
That'd be all right. I'd laugh.
The whole time.
This is what this hoodlin producer guy says. He says, you should expect Oscar diversity jokes. And yes, the Academy is ready for him to do that. They're excited about him doing that. They know what we need. They know that's what the public wants, and we will deliver what the public wants. Beep, boop, beep. Now I will go recharge my batteries. Beep, boop, beep. Saying all the things I'm supposed to say. Beep.
Well, he's writer of the Black Panther comics, Reggie Hoodlin.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah.
Why is he a...
I don't know.
A producer. Reginald Hoodlin is a comic guy and then writes for comics and is and, an Oscars producer?
Writes for the Oscar. Produces the Oscar,
That's weird to me. Are we sure it's the same guy?
No, I'm not sure. I'm looking that up right now, but that's what E. David Croft says.
That would be crazy.
American writer, film director, and producer. He served as president of entertainment for BET. It's that no whites on this channel show. No whites on this channel deal.
Yeah.
He directed House Party and Boomerang.
Yeah.
How funny that I just mentioned Boomerang. Yeah. And he wrote Black Panther, The Deadliest of the Species.
Wow. All right. Look at him. He is a diverse individual.
He is.
He does lots of things. A baby in Spain... goes mainly in the rain. What?
I was going to say, it sounds like a song lyric, doesn't it? Baby in Spain.
Baby in Spain. What you do with that baby in Spain? Well, this baby in Spain was diagnosed with scurvy. So the pirate disease.
Oh, gosh.
Because this idiot mother gave her nothing but all almond milk diet.
Oh, wow.
You damned hippies. Almond milk is not milk. They didn't squeeze it out of the little teats of the nut. It's squished up almonds, and they squeeze out the whatever's left of the almonds and put a bunch of water in that, and that's almond milk. It ain't milk.
Yes.
Okay? Babies need more than that.
But my breast milk isn't vegan.
Yeah. It comes from an animal, and I'm an animal. Which caused a team of doctors to study the possible causes of the surprising diagnosis. According to one study published in the journal Pediatrics, the particular cause of scurvy is a new example of severe complications that can result from improper use of almond beverage in the first year of life. The authors of the study, Doctors Hospital, University of, I can't read that, want to send out a warning signal to parents who restrict the baby's diet to plant-based drinks. Beverages such as almond milk should be complementary to conventional breast milk and formula. Duh. All I have to say to that is duh.
Right.
What were you thinking? You suddenly think you can, like, change millions of years of how we have changed evolution and how we've changed how mothers actually freaking work by putting fake freaking nut milk in there? But it's wholesome and good. No, it's fine to have. Go get your almond milk. It's fine. You know what? Right. Better yet, eat some almonds. How about that? Do that. There's nothing that putting water in almonds is giving you that eating almonds won't give you, by the way.
Right.
So don't... Stuff like this drives me crazy.
I'm gonna raise a soy baby.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna give him nothing but coconut milk and scurvy.
Snow penis in the news.
Okay.
All right, I love this one. This showed up in the Slack. Thanks to everybody.
New England is calling the storm, right?
Yeah, the snow penis. The great snow penis of 2016. There is a mystery snow penis, although I've heard since that maybe it's not such a mystery, but we're going to go with this story. The mystery snow penis is terrorizing a Swedish town, the town of Gothenburg. This is where Wendy lives.
Oh.
Got to talk to her about this.
Yeah, maybe she's the cause. Maybe she's out there sculpting.
Or she did live there. I don't know if she does now. Anyway, whatever. In the town of Gothenburg in western Sweden, a troubling and mysterious bit of street art is causing big trouble among the locals. While it takes the recognizable, if cartoon-like, form of an erect penis. There is a layer of mystery. Hey, Brian, I know a good lawyer of mystery.
A lawyer of mystery.
Do you want to check your texts?
Anyway, boy, people really got a kick out of your fake phone call the other day.
Awesome.
Get a lot of feedback about that.
Great.
There is a layer of mystery behind this big, icy drawing of a dong. The question is, how the hell did it get there? Oh. English language news, Logan, Oregon. Oregon? Should news be organization?
Oregon. Yeah, probably short for organization.
Okay, English language news, Oregon.
But they're probably abbreviating it for maximum effect.
Well, perfect, because we're talking about the great organ here. The local, it's called The Local, reported the park workers near the town moat, yes, that is moat, M-O-A-T, responded to complaints about the abominable snow schlong from locals last week, approaching the frozen moat with an aim to simply brushing it out of existence. That was when they discovered the mystery element. All right, you ready? On your head,
yeah,
your
seats? All right, lay it on me.
They decided to see if they could scrub the image out. However, after gingerly, John Jagger, that one's for you, approaching the ice, they turned back, fearing that it might be too risky in case the frozen water cracked. This raises a question. How did someone get on the ice in order to draw the thing in the first place?
Oh my gosh.
Who drew it? Penis happy ghosts? Aliens bored with drawing weird stuff in English wheat fields? What? It's a non-story. It's
crop crotches.
I think a skinny 12-year-old went out there and did it and didn't weigh enough to break the ice. That's
right.
Simple as that. Come on, guys.
It's just a hot sponge on a stick is all it was right there. It's still on the side.
Although I do like the name.
Selfie stick.
Penis happy ghosts is a great name for like a band or something.
So it's really just one. I was thinking it was like an epidemic of like these sculpted things left in people's front yards. It was like basically someone drew this on a frozen moat.
Yep.
And it made Maxim.com's news.
Let me tell you something. Sounds like the news cycle in Gothenburg, Sweden's a little slow.
Little slow, yes.
So it takes, it takes a penis to get everybody going. It just takes a penis, I always like to say. Oh, this is the other thing I heard about the X-Files premiere. This isn't a spoiler or anything, but I haven't seen it, but I heard that Mulder's...
The company has sex with like 12 ladies during the episode?
No, as far as I know, that doesn't happen, but that would be a return to form for his Californication days. Right, it would
be X-Files-ication or something like that.
Oh, by the way, I'm almost done with season 2 of the Nurse Jackie there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that show a great deal.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised at how much I like it. And I think it has supplanted many of the dramedies set in hospitals for me. Because I don't like most of them. Like, I really didn't like mm-hmm. like Grey's Anatomy. My wife loved that show, but I can't do it, really.
Right. Right.
What's another one? I like the ER. ER was fun.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have, you know, a couple of spinning wheels of who's going to hook up with whom romance wise.
No.
Like they do with Grey's Anatomy. And even ER did that as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, you got, what's his face? Twilight vampire ex Jenny Garth husband dude.
Right. The handsome Dr. Cooper.
Handsome smarmy Dr. Cooper.
Coop.
Right.
Yeah.
Coop.
He's kind of a putz.
He hooks up a lot. And you haven't gotten yet to the new blonde woman doctor that joins the cast.
No,
yet, have you?
I have not seen her yet.
Season 3, maybe.
No, I was sad at season 2. We lost the Arabic gay guy. I liked him a lot.
Oh, God, I forgot about him. Yeah. Yeah,
he was good. Right. So he went
away. Have you gotten to Steve Buscemi's brother yet?
Oh, yeah. God? Yeah. Yeah.
Love him.
He just got done with the whole piano bit in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at. He's great. He looks just like Buscemi. My wife kept going, he looks like Buscemi. I go, well, honey, Facinelli, his brother.
Right, Peter Facinelli.
I go, his brother's directing this, so maybe it is him. And then we figured out it was. There was something else, though, that I wanted to mention about it. Oh, I know what it was. Kevin, not Kevin, he's the husband.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, the pharmacist.
The pharmacist? Uh-huh.
I forgot his name. Whatever it is.
Right.
Those two, him and Edie Falco were together Eddie, yeah. They were together in The Sopranos there.
Sure.
He was the priest that she was kind of infatuated with. And he seemed to be sort of puppy dogging around her too. And I didn't realize it until about halfway through season 1. I went, oh yeah, these two, they know each other already. and there was something else that happened the other day that caught me off guard and I was going to talk to you about it. Anyway, it's good. I like
it. Oh, yeah. Thor is great.
Oh, Thor is awesome.
Thor,
and don't forget, what's her name? Freaking Zoe.
British O'Hara.
Yeah, oh, she's great. Yeah. Zoe and Thor might be our favorite characters, though.
Yeah, I could see that. I'd totally see that. Zoe's just fantastic.
She's amazing. That actress needs awards and things. She's real good. Yeah, it's just good. And it's so easy to eat this show. It's 25 minutes an episode. Like, you're just tearing through it. It's not. They're not even full half hours.
Right.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I might have a, never mind. I was going to say, I want to talk about a recommendation, but I'm going to save it for Recommendals, because it does fit with the thing, but it's a new show that Tina and I are binge watching.
Okay. I will wait with bated breath. Finally, in the news, the Hulk. You know him as Mark Ruffalo.
Yes.
He has proved human decency is alive and well after strangers returned his missing phone and wallet. I guess he didn't prove it. Someone else proved it. But sometimes good people can do some really great things. Like, okay, so look, we get a news cycle in this world that is mostly negative. Let's talk about a positive one here. Like so many residents on the East Coast, this weekend proved to be a bit challenging thanks to Winter Storm Jonas. It had a name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Its name is Jonas.
Okay. Does that have brothers? Hello there.
My name is Jonas. I'm a big storm.
Oh, man. That'd be great. Now I can't find the clip. I was going to play it. Damn it. Oh, well. Hello there. We'll just say that.
Yeah, we'll just say that.
Is this it?
Really, really?
No, that's Patrick.
No, that's very different.
It's not it at all. Anyway, Mark Ruffalo, things got even more complicated when he lost a few personal belongings. He said this, quote, he tweeted this, APB out on it for a cell phone in a wallet case out in the streets of NYC in a blizzard, the actor tweeted Saturday afternoon. My driver's license is in there, reward and signed pic. Of his wiener.
You get a reward and a signed picture of Mark Ruffalo.
That's right. I guess that's the currency he trades in. I get it. In a matter of minutes, Mark was already receiving tips to help from strangers around the Big Apple. In fact, the belongings were ultimately found in a whopping 18 minutes. OMG, it was just found, he said to his 2.1 million followers. That was freaking fast. Thanks for helping me find it.
Awesome. So now... you and I need to try this and just see if it carries the same weight. Next time we lose something, let's go out on Twitter and offer a signed pic along with the reward. And let's see how quickly it works for us.
I wonder what the reward is, because he didn't say here. Like, what would the reward be from the Hulk?
The reward is the good feeling that you're left with for doing the right thing.
I guess so. The
sense of well-being.
Would you be... I wouldn't be tempted to keep it for any reasons financial.
Oh, no.
I would be tempted because it's the Hulk's wallet.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, the reasons you'd keep it would be the same reasons you'd want like a signed pic. And basically, hey, can I get a picture of the two of us, me handing you your wallet, your cell phone wallet case?
Yeah.
That'd be far worth it more to me than, you know, having to like try and look up how to deactivate the Find My Phone on your.
What if someone took it and hacked it? And found pictures of Chris Evans' wiener in there. then how would this story have gone? It would have gotten real weird real quick.
Way weird.
Yeah. Captain America's wiener.
Right.
For truth and justice. Guys, we're stopping it right here to have a quick conversation about Squarespace. At squarespace.com, a great way to make a professionally designed website without any crazy skills involved. Even you can do it, is what I'm trying to say. No coding required. Everything looks beautiful, intuitive and easy to use tools. They have state-of-the-art powerful stuff behind your site to ensure security and stability, trusted by millions of people, some of the most respected brands in the world. Starts at $8 a month is all, and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. Think of that. Start a free trial today. No credit card required. Just give it a shot at squarespace.com. If you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code MORNING and get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com and the offer code MORNING. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it is time to hang out with Veronica a bit. We don't have Stephen Day as a doctor's appointment. All is well.
That's poorly scheduled.
Checkup thing. I know. 5 years, man, and off he goes. Then no, that's fine. He'll do fine. He'll be back next week. We'll talk to him. Don't worry. But we'll get V in here a little early and cap it off with some emails. Before all of that, music.
Cool. All right. Well, this will be a great fifth anniversary kind of throwback, because back in those early episodes, we only played, I think, one cover per show, and we were doing a mashup for the other song, and then we just switched it to make them all covers.
Right.
And kind of the throwback timed perfectly with our discussion last week about backward masking in music. Mm-hmm. Connor wrote in, said, "Hey fellas, after all the talk of backmasking, I thought I'd request this, which I discovered from the awesome and free Best of Booty remixes. Thank you, Satan." Signed, Connor.
Awesome way to end that email.
And this is great because I've downloaded all those Best of Booty mashups and I put them on, you know, sometimes just working in the background, just playing while I'm doing freelance or whatever. And I don't remember this one coming up. I'm sure it did because I've listened to them all the way straight through. But for some reason, I don't remember this one specifically coming up. This is DJ Lobster Dust, and it is Queen versus Satan featuring Pastor Gary G.
Wow.
Let me pull up the, let's see, Pastor Gary Greenwald versus the Midfield General. With a song entitled "It's Fun to Smoke Dust."
Wow. I love this. This is the hugest metadata thing I've ever seen in my life with an MP3, but
right.
But here we go. I'll play it now. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Amen. The omen. Cause you're the devils. You're the demons. And you know that your music, rock and roll, is a satanic, music. When they say you turn around, you make the music go black and you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black. You make the music go black. You make the music go black. You hear Satan speaking. You hear Satan speaking.
Today's message is a solemn warning to all young people who listen to rock and roll and heavy metal music. Satan knows he only has a short time to deceive the earth, so he's using music as his antichrist tool to deceive the masses.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
And I'm finally beginning to unravel a bizarre and fiendish plot designed by Satan's antichrist system to corrupt, pervert, and ultimately enslave the youth of this generation.
Another one bites the dust.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan's satanic takeover of our youth through rock music.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
All rock music is dangerous. I want to tell you that today, even some of the mellow stuff that doesn't sound like it has anything in it that could be deceptive or even misleading. I started asking God, can you show me how he's doing it? I wanted to have proof positive. Now, Queen has a song called
Another One Bites the Dust.
We have the same reaction the first service. The kids went, oh no, not Queen. Not Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
All rock music is dangerous.
Another One Bites the Dust.
I want you to know today that Satan has planted his lyrics in the music, and some of it is subliminal. That means it's down at low decibel levels where you wouldn't hear it audibly as you play the music at the speed that you, or the high sound levels that you would regularly play it.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan has planted his lyrics in the music.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
There's another message going on below the surface. This is called subliminal programming.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
But I want to say something. I don't believe that this particular masking was intentional. I think that this is something that Satan himself put into the music. Let's play it forwards. Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, ow! Another one bites the dust, hey, hey! Another one bites the dust, hey!
Okay, I'm going to play that for you backwards. It's the next cassette. We'll have to put a new cassette in. And on this next cassette, I want you to hear the secret message. It's over and over and over. It says, it's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. You listen to it and tell me if it's not there. Let's play that. You see what the secret message was? It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. Now I'm gonna play that backwards for you once more for those of you that are skeptics.
No one.
The only cops with bad news don't knock.
Only private dicks sleep so late.
You trying to say I'm stupid, boy?
This is the morning stream. I'm bleeding to death. Humor me.
All right, that was awesome.
Wasn't that great?
That was really, really great. I loved that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was good. Yeah, I remember.
Great recommendation, Connor. And
yeah, nailed it, dude.
Yeah.
Completely nailed it.
It's fun to smoke marijuana.
You know, as we learn. You can just say, I mean, we can come up with words and then say yes. them forward and then figure out to reverse engineer it. We can come up with all kinds of terrible things to say.
Right. But, you know, it's you hear what you want to hear. I'm sure that had that phrase not already been planted in your head, I bet we could come up with a half a dozen things that it sounds like Freddie Mercury is saying when we play that back.
Pretty much a guarantee. Yeah. I give me any song and I will interpret it.
Right.
Dummies. Exactly. Jerks. Anyway, that was great. I loved it. Let's move on with our life. Let's okay. call Veronica Belmont. You know her as the internet
she's
sweetheart.
Destroyer of worlds, isn't she?
Well, she's been known to destroy a world here and there.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
And, probably because, you know, the world's buzzer wasn't working, and so she destroyed it.
There you go. Veronica Belmont joining us from you're home now. You're not way out in the middle of the snowy winter anymore, are you?
No, I escaped.
Oh, yay. Thank goodness. That was that was gnarly. These videos I was watching, I was like, where the hell is she? And I didn't even know it snowed in Kentucky. I guess I learned something from that. But did you get stuck or did you get home in time or what'd you do?
Yeah, I left early. So we finished. I was shooting with CNET and doing some content for Travelers about like connected home stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we were in this beautiful big home shooting all week and we got everything done in time so I could leave a day early to miss the snowstorm. But then actually my original flight, because I was still tracking it on TripIt, like didn't have any problems.
Oh.
So right. it was still nice to be home a day early because I was sick. So it was good to just kind of be in my own bed.
Nothing worse than traveling when you're sick.
Yeah. I was sick the whole time. I was sick the day before I left. I was sick the entire shoot. And then today is the first day that I actually think I'm better.
Oh, man.
So yay.
That's a stinky deal to have to deal with during travel weeks. But we're glad you're home. We're glad you're well. And what's going on in the world of video games on this fine Monday?
I just want to say, Scott, that was a very... your Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
In the last 24 hours was very provocative.
I keep getting people telling me that, oh man, that was almost not safe for work. I'm like, well, no, it was just me. You know, I took off a sock and I grabbed a Kindle. That's about as sexy as it got.
He's like running a nice bath. Like, hey, grabbing his Kindle, doing like a downward aerial shot of him trying to get his socks off.
Yeah. And you're like, I hope this doesn't.
I was like, oh geez. What's gonna happen?
This better be the last clip. Function. Yeah. No, I was. What the quote unquote Snapchat story I was trying to tell was, I'm tired. I've had a rough week. I'm gonna have a nice hot bath and read my spy book, and. Instead, I got all this feedback going, whoa, easy there, chief. Easy with the... So,
Watch your angles.
Yeah, it is Snapchat after all, so I got to watch myself. That thing's... I have to make an admission here, and you're partially responsible for it, and Tom. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to enjoy the story thing that feature in that thing, and I really like it.
Yeah,
it's a really cool way to follow what people are doing in ways that are different than just... here's a photo on Instagram or here's a quick Vine or whatever. It was, I don't know. There's something more meaningful about these things being sort of chained together in a sequence and speaks to the sort of, I don't know, human storytelling kind of vibe. I don't know. I'm surprised how much I like it.
It feels less curated.
Yeah.
Something about it feels more intimate or more less curated than like an Instagram or something like that. And I don't know. It feels more real in a way, mm-hmm. which seems kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it too. I'm getting a big kick out of it.
Yeah. So I'm surprised that we, I guess good job Snapchat for taking it into a place that is different than where it used
and
to be.
For sticking around long enough that it could come back around and be mm-hmm. the thing again.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. Into my routine. That's the problem is that, It's the, all right, let me do a Snapchat of this. Let me do a Snapchat of that. So I kind of have it in my.
Yeah. Just to, you know, as you go about your things, like me taking a bath.
Like here's me taking a bath.
What? Take a bath.
Yeah. Thankfully that didn't go much further than that. But, well, anyway.
All right. Video games.
Yes. Yeah. Games. Gaming. We love it. Video games are good.
So this is so some of you may have heard already, but Donald Rumsfeld making an iPhone game.
I played this. Yes. This is so weird and interesting.
This is such a great game. I bought it too, and I guess I can't use it as my app of the week.
No, I was surprised. I was actually surprised how much. Well, okay, two things. I thought it was a joke that it was him that really did it. So give us the story. Give us the backstory, and then we can talk about whether it's any good or not.
He's kind of more like an advisor, or like he's teaming up with programmers. Like he's a creative director. He's not coding. Mm-hmm. So let's make that very clear. He did not build this game. Yeah. But it's called Churchill Solitaire, and it's an iOS game, not yet available on Android. But it's based on a card game that Churchill apparently played to kind of like make himself smarter and more strategic. This is according to Joystick. Mm. And it's a free game, but there are like apparently sneaky kind of ways that it tries to get you to spend money through like retries or hints or other things that you can do in the game. And that costs you money, so it's a little backhanded. Apparently, is that what you've experienced?
Yeah, Brian? a little bit. I will say this though: if you're looking to have the best possible experience, it's okay on phones, but it's really good on iPad Pros.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, because you got a great big thing, and there's this interesting attention to like World War II, British Churchill sort of history. The whole thing opens with this like video montage, and it's all very patriotic and.
Like an old newsreel. Yeah.
And you've got him talking in the back going, "We will not back down from the Germans as we," you know. It's like, it's super cool that way.
But if this is based on Churchill, shouldn't it be, someone I saw on Twitter said that it should be called Patience.
Oh.
Or because that's what solitaire is called in the UK. Is that true? Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that.
It's game than Patience. This one uses four decks of cards and has a thing called the Devil's Hand or something like that, where there are these six cards.
The Devil's Six.
Mm-hmm. And it's these six cards that you can't pull down into your stacks that you're building. You have to only take them to your finishing ace through king stacks that you're building.
Yeah.
So you can't put it down on your actual like solitaire rows. That is what makes this game a huge challenge.
It's hard. It's freaking hard. Is. And when you run out of things to do and you pull from the four decks, it just plops them down on top of your existing stuff, which screws those orders up.
Exactly. Buries your existing stuff.
This sounds confusing.
It's really confusing. It's really cool, though. I actually kind of really quite like it. And I still was, like, playing it, I was like, this isn't really a Rumsfeld joint. This is, you know, someone's just saying that. But I find that part to be kind of interesting, too. It says a little bit about where his inspirations come from. Perhaps Churchill was a big, hero of his or something. I don't know if that's good or bad, or, you know, all the politics aside, it's interesting to know the lineage, but the actual play of it, very challenging, but weirdly absorbing. Like,
really is.
Yeah.
For a solitary game, it's one I just couldn't put down yesterday.
Yeah. It's real good. I think people should try it.
That's good, yeah. I guess. I don't really like solitaire, so I probably won't try this game. I just thought it was interesting that Rumsfeld was involved.
Well, let me tell you this, Veronica, maybe you can agree with me. If every card game that uses face cards had wizards and warriors and magic and stuff like that going on, I feel like I'd play all of them. And I'm less likely to, because there's aces and there's spades and there's, you know.
I don't really like card games.
Are you not? So that's interesting. So somebody sat down with you and said, hey, let's play a game of, I don't know, Magic the Gathering, even Hearthstone or something.
Just okay. Not your... Yeah. So I never really got into Hearthstone all that much.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think it's just not really my style. I mean, I played The Contender and I had a lot of fun doing that. And I guess that's technically a card game, or like, you know, Cards Against Humanity and stuff like that. But like traditional card games, like, what is it? Like spades or clubs
hearts.
Or hearts, all those. You know, I just basically Euchre. Named every every kind every of card. Yeah. That's right. Suit. Thank you. See, I don't even know what to call them.
You ever play much? You ever play like poker, like Texas Hold'em or anything?
No idea how to play poker.
Poker's
no
fun.
Idea. I like, I played War a lot as a kid.
War's all right, yeah.
And Uno.
Yeah, Uno's good, sure.
That's about it.
Were you raised in a household that believed that playing cards were the devil's handiwork?
No, Brian, I was raised in a household where all I did was play Nintendo all the goddamn time.
Yes! That's how it should be.
So
that's how it's supposed to be. Your parents
maybe if Nintendo actually had a solitaire game.
Yeah. There you go.
They might. No, that's, that. I look, I'll just say it this way. As someone who's kind of in between you and someone who really likes card games, because I'm not, I don't necessarily avoid them or, you know, don't have a distaste for them, but I'm not like actively trying to do it. I'd rather play a video game, to be honest, or read a book or something else. I will say about this that it surprised me how engaging it was.
Okay.
And I walked away from it, like last night, played again, just kind of going, wow, that felt like I was challenging parts of my brain I'm not used to messing with.
But then you're maybe giving money to Donald Rumsfeld.
I know, and I don't love that idea. I don't like that part either.
99 cents, though.
Yeah, but it adds up.
But I haven't spent a dime. It's free to get. You can freely download it. I haven't spent a dime yet. Every time it says, hey, you can retry it, I'm like, nope, I'll start over. Thank you very much.
No, no, thank you.
So I'm not lining his pockets. He's got plenty, as far as I know.
Wait, so did you get, when you buy the game, I mean, when you get the game free, which I did too, don't you just get those three, like easy, medium, and hard?
Yeah, that's it. If you want to buy all the other.
Yeah, because that's what I did almost right away. I did the easy. I'm like, oh, this is fun. And then I spent 99 cents and got the 25.
Oh, is that all it is? It's just a buck?
Yeah, it's just a buck. And you get.
That's how it starts, Scott. That's how it starts. Remember Pocket Planes? Never forget.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. Planes. That game, that sucked money from me for sure.
Never forget.
Never forget. Well, never forget that V comes and does this every Monday. I'm happy you could do it early, too. Sorry about the change in schedule.
Oh, of course. No big deal.
Anything going on you want people to know about? When are we going to see your stuff that you did in Kentucky? When's that showing up?
Oh, good question. Some of the stuff that we've shot previously is already up on CNET somewhere. I don't know. Mm. But follow me on Snapchat, Veronica Belmont. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Snapchat. It's back, baby. We're with the kid. The olds are with the kids. Woo! You're not really the old yet. All right, Veronica Belmont, have a great week. We'll talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye. See you. All right, so real quick, it's Coverville. That's your name on Snapchat?
It is my name on Snapchat, yes.
Mine is the Scott Johnson, because all the other Scott Johnson iterations were taken. So the Scott Johnson. It's not me trying to be cocky. It's literally me just, it's the closest could I could get.
Right.
And I tried Frog Pants, and all it would let me do is a bunch of weird numbers, so forget it.
Of course.
It. Right. So, thus, Scott Johnson, if you want to see me in the shower, you have some hours left. It's a 24-hour thing where you get to watch our stories. So.
I will not race to race to do that. But
oh, man, come on. It's great. Oh, look at this. Daryl likes that Veronica hates card games, he says.
Great. Okay.
I guess he doesn't like card games.
Meh, card games. Meh.
It's too bad Scott's making a card game. All right, let's blow on over into some emails. They're actually brought to us by somebody today. Who is it?
By the brand new album from Stephen Cogswell. He also, his cogs are great, too. You can get Concentrated from HTTP. Why am I saying that? From StephenCogswell.ca. An hour and a half of instrumental rock. Listen for free or use the code POOPJOKES and get 50% off. That's the brand new album from Stephen Cogswell at StephenCogswell.ca.
Poop jokes. Poop all one jokes. Word. All one word.
It's a coupon code now. Now you know we've made it when it's a coupon code.
John G wrote in, says, hey, Scott.
Coupon code.
You said this. Coupon code.
Coupon code.
You said this enough now that I'm going to correct it. Jean-Luc Picard has a French name and an English accent in the 23rd century for the same reason that people in New Orleans today have French names and American accents. People both immigrate and conquer over time. They hold on to their names while adopting new cultures, traditions. New, not nude. New cultures, traditions, and accents. This is actually a nice forward-thinking touch on the part of the writers. It's the same nice touch that Joss Whedon added to Firefly when he had them speaking in Chinese slang. Now, I'm going to take issue with his point of view and say that the implications are not quite so rosy and sunny. The implications are that the Brits overran the French and destroyed it as its dominant language, therefore dominant accent. This also, Joss Whedon's Firefly thing implies very heavily throughout the entire thing that China became the world's biggest superpower and pretty much took over everything and now is the dominant oppressor of that part of the sector.
Right.
So I don't...
Yeah, but similar, you could say the same thing about Blade Runner, right? That, that San Francisco is now, wasn't that San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco is the head of the Federation, yeah.
Right, Japanese, it's very well, San Fran's Tokyo, kind of like that from Big Hero 6.
So that's another fine example.
Another example.
Or Man in the High Castle, where it went real wrong.
Right.
But that's my point. I'm not saying he's wrong about that.
You're saying that it doesn't paint, it's not such a great future when...
I'm saying he's right about what it is. Like, totally, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that it's a little darker as to how that happens. That's all. It's not just a simply... Oh, I've moved over to the French Riviera, and I've decided to bring my, or I've been born here, but I'm influenced. I mean, it's not, there is no, it isn't good for the French, is what I'm saying. That's all.
According to the wiki, the Star Trek wiki and Civ, Jean-Luc Picard was born to Maurice and Yvette Picard in La Barre, France, on July 13th, 2305, and dreamed of joining Starfleet. He and the rest of his family speak English with English accents, the French language having become obscure by the 24th century, as mentioned in the Next Generation episode, Code of Honor.
So they just got overrun.
They just said, this French language, it is bogus.
It is poo-poo.
We will not use it anymore.
Anyway, I think my point
only
stands.
Only four languages
to speak. Bring me those detonators. Scott Duncan wrote in.
Love his yo-yos.
Oh, yeah, and his donuts. Oh, his donuts are so good. How about a donut yo-yo? That'd be all right.
Wouldn't last very long in this house.
Nope. Hello, Scott and Brian. After listening to TMSPM and hearing you praise Afrin, this is the nasal spray you've been using, made me cringe a little bit. Afrin is not just saline spray. You're right, however, saline spray is great and keeps your nose moisturized and prevents illness, but this is not Afrin. Afrin has chemicals in it that constrict your capillaries, and prevent a stuffy nose. Repeated use of this product forms a dependence and gives you a nasty rebound effect when you stop using it. Please heed caution. I think he put, please head caution.
There should be an E there.
Yeah. I was addicted to this stuff for 5 years, and it was almost as difficult of an addiction to break as opiates as I also went through. Jeez. You literally feel like you're drowning for 3 weeks before things get back to normal.
Oh, my God.
Just thought I would share. Love the nose blow, though. Scott Duncan.
Wow.
I use saline spray. I don't actually have Afrin, so I was happy to hear this, but then I worried that we were all talking about telling people, you should use it as a preventative
Afrin. So, but it was, it was because I had a cold.
It's
so
while you were sick. You're not like doing it now. Sick. Yeah, you're not forking it now.
Still mainlining Afrin. I actually did. Tina went to the store yesterday. I said, pick me up some saline nose spray.
It's a
much bigger bottle.
It is, and it's cheaper and...
And you can use that on the regular.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
just
you
like...
won't go through the deer hunter stuff that apparently Scott Duncan did in the opium den that he was trapped in.
It's a gateway drug.
That's right.
Afrin is.
Holy mackerel.
No, and you're not the only one. Many, many wrote in. Lots of talk on Slack. Yes.
Yeah. I actually had great discussion on Slack and said, all right, that's it. I'm getting off the stuff.
Yeah. But you get yourself some saline water. No problem there. That stuff's good. Yes.
And don't put Zac Efron up your nose either.
No.
Bad.
He's washed up, though.
Oh.
No, he's still working, right?
He's still doing great stuff. I think he's actually got a sequel to that Seth Rogen movie.
I hate his laugh. Pineapple Express 2. Patreon.com/TMS, by the way, is the way you can get in on the whole Slack conversation. If you want to be there, that's great. You know, there's still big free places where people congregate, like the Tadpool on Facebook, and certainly the IRC channel every day and stuff like that. But, if you're a patron, we'd like to have a little extra for you. So come on in there, hang out, have some fun. And quit making...
It's fun in there. It's very warm.
Yeah, and quit making 1,000 rooms no one's in.
Well, I created one called 3D Printing, another one called Coverville Music. So far, no discussion on Coverville. Oh, can I show you really quickly what I printed there?
Show me whatever you want.
Since we have camera?
Yeah, what do you got there, buddy?
I printed this.
Oh.
I don't know how well you can see it because it's all blue. I haven't painted anything yet.
It's a TARDIS. I see the detail. That's awesome. Oh, my door's
open,
gosh. What?
And a little drawer comes out. I need to fix it. This door is janky, so I might need to reprint that door. But it has a little drawer that comes out. You can put stuff in it. There's drawers actually I can put all through this thing.
So how did you? It's not one print then. It's a bunch of
the doors are a separate print. Mm-hmm. The whole rest of the TARDIS is one print. This is what I love about the the Witbox is I can print this massive TARDIS.
it's really impressive.
It is. It's really nice.
Are you going to sand it down and paint it and do all that?
Yeah, I got to sand it down. I'm going to obviously paint the the top parts, put a little, I'm probably going to actually print out a little sign for the front door, mm-hmm. that little, you know, police call box, sign that he has right here.
Yeah.
And kind of, resin it down on there. So it's protected, but
that looks amazing, dude.
It really came out great. And 31 hours this thing took to print. And there's that whole fear, the whole 31 hours that just one little thing goes wrong. And
oh gosh.
And you got to start over. And all that blue filament is down the tubes.
Well, you won the lottery this week. Nicely done.
I did.
Nicely done. So I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Yeah.
And to reprint the door is no big deal, right? You just print a door.
The door took 3 hours. It was nothing.
Yeah, that's no big deal.
So easy.
One day, hearing you say that small of an object took 3 hours to print will sound crazy to us. Give us another 10 years and we're going to be like laughing at how long things
right.
took.
Right, 31 hours. Oh, yeah. My God.
I get this stuff Tinvec in 5 minutes.
I'm losing nerd points left and right. What did I get wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with his nerd points?
Yeah. Oh, he says it's too small inside? Really?
Oh, come brother. On yeah. You need to be able to live in there and have 1,000... square feet of space.
Right.
spell, you know what you should do on the little sign just to piss people off? Put DR period who instead of just to piss everybody off. Right.
Exactly.
Because I know how they get about that.
Home of Doctor Who. Mr. Who.
Mr. Who
lives in here.
In Whoville.
That's how he travels to Whoville. Exactly.
You just gave me a comic idea.
Oh, Tinvec says no phone and too small inside. Okay, Tinvec.
Jeez. What are you going to do to change that? Okay. I got to do a Whoville comic. Doctor Who there. Okay. Let's get out of here. Hey, themorningstream@gmail.com is our email address. Just like those guys send emails, you can too. You can also call us, leave us voicemails. We play those all the time. 801-471-0462. All else is at frogpants.com/TMS. And follow us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. Later today, I have an interview with the writers. It's all changed who I was talking to first, but I'm very excited about this anyway. I am talking to the writers of the brand new and previous incarnations. These guys are exactly my age, by the way, which is also kind of exciting. Of the Kung Fu Panda movies. And there's a third one that's either out now or coming out this week.
Out now, yeah.
Out last weekend, right? Yeah.
I think last weekend.
Get to talk to them. That will be on the FilmSack feed this week, so that's where you'll find that.
I love that.
Yeah, we got some more stuff coming up. We're getting scheduled a few others that are very exciting. I'll talk about those as we get closer, but that's happening today. You should see it in the feed tomorrow or Wednesday. We'll give the movie we did Sunday a couple days to percolate, and people get that on their feeds before we put something new up. But anyway, it's all very exciting.
I guess it means we're never going to sack Kung Fu Panda.
we still could. It wouldn't matter. I mean, this is such an offshoot thing anyway to do an interview. It won't even affect that, but... Anyway, watch for that. And then there's a million other things today. I can't think of them all, so I won't worry about it. I think a boop show, maybe. I don't know. Other stuff. And that's it. Brian, let's go. Do you have music?
I have music, and I'm prepared to share it with you and all the listeners on this 5-year anniversary. Taylor Lovett wrote in, said, hello, salami and bologna.
Okay.
Or bologna.
All right.
After a long process of auditioning and practicing, I recently received the news that I have been selected to join the U.S. Army bands. This is a huge step in my career as a tubist and as a musician and marks the end of a tough period of my life. I have always been a huge fan of a brass quintet group called Canadian Brass, and their music has always given me inspiration to continue improving and mastering my instrument. Hey-o. Giggity. It also just so happens that they'd love to do covers of popular songs and like to give it their own unique style. A favorite of mine is their cover of Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. If you can't find that, a song about a lovingly prepared, well-done, bacon-covered, cheesy ranch-based chicken meal will do.
Ah, it's right here.
The Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
There you go.
Nice. A tubist. Signed, Taylor Lovett. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Congratulations, by the way, on getting picked for that. That's super cool. And also for making me say the word tubist, which I haven't said before. I didn't realize that a tuba player would be a tubist, but it absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, a tubist. What
would be a clarinetist? What would be a clarinet player? Clarinetist? Clarinist?
Clarinist?
A Claritin.
Claritin. That's what they're called, a Claritin.
The Claritin.
They only play for 24 hours. Wow.
All right, this is a cover of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, entitled Brass Romance. A little bit of Coldplay in here, too. Listen for it. Came out in 2012 on a single of the same name by the Canadian Brass. Here is Brass Romance.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Activate Pac-Man.
Activate
Pac-Man. Use it your dominant arm.
Arm it.